This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, March 9th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5. Again today, the January 6th freakout. Democrats running like the proverbial decapitated chickens after the Monday and Tuesday broadcasts of Tucker Carlson on Fox News, where he showed clips from the January 6th footage. Of course, these are the video from surveillance cameras inside the U.S. Capitol, in and around the U.S. Capitol, showing that what was released by the January 6th commission in the wake of the riot was carefully selected to present a certain narrative. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer actually calling for Rupert Murdoch to stop Tucker Carlson because what he's doing is a threat to our democracy. Really? Open and transparent, you know, transparency is a threat to our democracy. Well, I suppose if you're among the political class in D.C., that might be true insofar as it threatens their phony baloney jobs. Anyway, according to the New York Post, reporting on what the team working for Tucker Carlson has discovered, they found that upon reviewing the footage from the January 6th Capitol riot, the January 6th committee added audio to the silent CCTV footage. See, those cameras don't have microphones to pick up sound. So in order to enhance the emotional impact of the footage, the January 6th committee added audio to silent CCTV footage, inserting screams and other crowd mayhem sounds to make it seem more ominous, end quote. Seriously? This is why middle America no longer trusts the corporate media or our elected representatives in government. The Post calls the January 6th committee's display, and I'm quoting now, a deceptively edited primetime drama produced by a former ABC News president for maximum emotional impact, end quote. They hired a professional journalist to do this. Obviously, what was presented was not quite what was observed by the people on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol that day. Contrary to what the January 6th committee has, which again, remember, was handpicked by Nancy Pelosi, rejecting any input from then House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy for members on the committee, it was stacked. This was not the greatest threat to American democracy since the Civil War, as Joe Biden claims. It was not worse than 9/11, contrary to the hysterical claims of others in the punditocracy and the Twitterverse. The only people who died that day, remember, were two Trump supporters. As we told you yesterday, the U.S. Capitol officer, Brian Sicknick, who sadly passed the following day, according to the official autopsy, did not die of anything that happened on January 6th. Yet, this resulted in the biggest FBI investigation in history. Bigger than any investigation into the mafia back in the day, any organized criminal activity. The January 6th riot, the biggest FBI investigation in history. As the corporate media and their masters in the political class inside the Beltway try to portray this as an insurrection. In other words, a revolution, which it was not. It was regrettable, a mob that got out of hand, delayed the certification of the election by several hours, but afterwards, things proceeded. There was a smooth and relatively peaceful transfer of power, contrary to the two previous summers where we saw the most damage, according to insurance adjusters, the most damage to American cities because of protests in history following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. As I argued, the reason for this overkill, as I argued in my book, The Second Coming of Saturn, is that the principalities and powers behind the scenes are furious that a few Americans dared to express themselves in what many of our political class and media pundits call our temple of democracy. They refer to the United States Capitol as our temple of democracy, and what happened on January 6th as a desecration of that temple. Bear in mind, a temple is a place for the worship of a god or gods, but not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Topic number four, Big Brother versus Musk. The Federal Trade Commission is demanding Twitter turn over internal communications related to owner Elon Musk, as well as detailed information on people who've been laid off since he took over, citing concerns that staff reductions could compromise the company's ability to protect users. This is being reported by the Wall Street Journal. The information ordered by the FTC included a demand to identify all journalists given access to companies' archives. This is an attempt to quell any free speech. These letters, disclosed in a 113-page report issued Tuesday by the House Judiciary Committee and the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, alleging overreach on behalf of the FTC in a campaign to harass Elon Musk. The Republican lawmakers behind the report say the demands have no basis in the FTC's statutory mission and appear to be the result of partisan pressure, in other words, Democrats targeting Twitter and silencing Musk. After Musk took over and started opening up Twitter to more conservative voices, well, now the Biden administration is weaponizing the government to try to punish Elon Musk. Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger will testify to the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Government today, Thursday. In December, Taibbi exposed the extent to which the FBI worked with Twitter to moderate content, read censor content on the platform, for which we now know Twitter was paid about $3.4 million over a period of 18 months in 2020 and 2021. Topic number three, Iran. Schoolgirls in Iran being poisoned. Disturbing videos circulating on the web showing girls gasping for air as they try to force their way out of schools in Iran. Officials in the country now admit, yeah, this is happening, and they estimate the number of girls who've been affected at about 5,000. 5,000 schoolgirls in Iran, some boys, but predominantly girls targeted. This began in late November. Many of these young ladies rushed to hospital. Unverified videos showing packed emergency rooms. We have no way to corroborate if these are legitimate. But these poisonings are triggering protests in the streets as parents, teachers, upset at what they believe is government complicity in trying to force girls out of school. Topic number two, speaking of fainting girls, in Colombia, a group of 30 young girls rushed to hospital after playing with a Ouija board. Information on their diagnoses not revealed, but many of the parents are blaming in-school use of Ouija boards. If you're not familiar, the Ouija board created in 1886, as during the rise of the Spiritism movement, you know, contacting the spirits of what were believed to be the dead, actually demons, this has become a fixture in occult usage due to the ability to communicate with spirits. The girls reportedly suffered signs of fainting, anxiety, and other symptoms, but this isn't the first time it's happened. Back in November, another group of teenage girls in Colombia also collapsed after reportedly using a Ouija board. Teachers at the Agricultural Technical Institute in the city of Hato said to have found 11 students between the ages of 13 and 17 passed out in a hallway, suffering from vomiting, abdominal pain, and muscle spasms. Most treated at a local health center, some taken to hospital. The mayor of the town of Hato, Jose Pablo Tolosa Rondon, said the children were passed out. At the time they were found, they were short of breath and thick drool coming from their mouths, end quote. Not a game. Don't mess with this. There's a reason God told Moses very specifically in the book of Leviticus, do not consort with necromancers or mediums. He wasn't saying this because it's something that cannot be done. He's saying, don't do it because it's dangerous. Coming up, young liberals are miserable and older liberals can't figure out why. That's next on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO. UFO invasion, exposing the dragon's dark secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomenons.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. And it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant. And at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them? And once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? L.A. listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, why are young liberals so unhappy? New research shows that young liberals, especially girls, are more depressed than conservative young people. Left-wing op-ed writer Matthew Iglesias said this could be caused in part by poor behavior by adult progressives, many of whom now valorize depressive affect as a sign of political commitment, end quote. In other words, this culture of victimhood that permeates progressive politics these days. Iglesias is the co-founder and former columnist for Vox, which is a very left-leaning online news site. He's currently an opinion columnist for Bloomberg, wrote an article on his Substack titled, Why Are Young Liberals So Depressed? Based on a new study, data released by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, showing that there are alarming rates of sadness and depression among American teenagers, along with another study exploring the depression levels of teens broken down by political affiliation, meaning conservative versus liberal, and it turns out that progressives, liberals, generally more unhappy as teens. This may be due in part to social media. The more time kids spend looking at TikTok videos, the more depressed they get, because they're seeing a very unreal depiction of the world around them, one that they cannot live up to, body image and so forth. It, again, may have something to do with the culture of victimhood that really defines liberal politics today. Maybe the fact that kids for a couple of generations now have been indoctrinated into the cult of Gaia, the idea that we're all going to die in 10 or 20 years if we don't stop burning fossil fuels. I think Iglesias is onto something, but he doesn't go far enough because he doesn't have a biblical worldview. I think the reason conservative kids, teens, are happier generally is that they are more likely to be Christian and have the blessed assurance of the hope that the one who spoke the universe into existence not only loves them so much that he willingly sacrificed himself for them to buy them back from the forces of darkness, but is also guaranteed their eternal security. There's something to be said in that. It's the peace that passes all understanding. And sadly, secularists like Matthew Iglesias and many conservatives don't understand that. Accept Jesus Christ and his free gift of salvation, and you can be happy, or at least happier, in the face of the darkness rising all around us. We do what we do at Skywatch TV because of your generosity, and we always want to thank you and let you know how much we appreciate your support. During the month of March, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your gift of any amount, we will send you a copy of the excellent book by Dr. Ken Johnson, The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes. The Essenes, one of the religious groups in the ancient Judea around the time of Jesus, pretty much divided into three, their society divided into three main political and religious segments, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the Essenes. Now, the Essenes really not mentioned in the Bible, but first century historians like Josephus actually wrote more about the Essenes than the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Ken Johnson, Josh Peck, both done excellent research into what they believed and what they taught and how it has influenced Christian theology today. We'll send you a copy of that book for your gift during March of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada. To find out more, go to our website, skywatchtv.com. You'll find the red donate button there. You can also use the QR code on your screen. Call us if you prefer to do it that way, 844-750-4985, or log on to skywatchtvstore.com and follow the link there. And thank you for your support. This week in Skywatch TV, we continue an important series of programs with L.A. Marzulli and Vicky Joy Anderson. Vicky's the author of the excellent book, They Only Come Out at Night, about the spiritual forces behind sleep paralysis and night terrors. If this is something that affects you or someone you know, you need to watch these programs and you need to get that book. It is well-researched. Sharon and I have read it. We highly recommend it. We've come to know Vicky and her dad, Jeff, and count them as our friends. We are honored to do so. Vicky is an excellent researcher, a wonderful writer, and she has really nailed it with this book. Don't miss these programs. Our broadcast schedule is online at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can watch the program right now at the website, skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is there. You'll also find it at our video streaming sites, YouTube or Rumble, or of course you can bring it right to your television by adding Roku and adding the Skywatch TV channel to Roku and Apple TV or Apple TV. Free app for both of those. We've also got a free mobile app for your smartphone or tablet, which not only gets you all of our video content, you also get important news updates three times a week, things that the mainstream media kind of overlooks and hopes that you'll overlook. Also, a calendar of upcoming events and more. This mobile app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we have links to those app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.